Most people listening to this probably already know what happened regarding the Sforim and the Dita Notzach of Heitevis Tavshin Mem Zayin. But what we're going to examine here is how Heitevis, and the victory in the federal court of the Rebbe's case, represents the culmination in this physical world of the battle that's been going on since the times of the Alter Rebbe, the battle to bring the Geula. It's actually maybe bigger than we even thought. So Heitevis arrives a few days after, at the end of the month of Kislev, which is connected with, obviously, Utis Kislev, and it leads up in the month of Tevis to the Histalkus of the Alter Rebbe and Chavdala Tevis. Now, the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus, as we know, took place when he was fleeing from Napoleon. Napoleon and the French armies had invaded Russia, and the story is well known how the Alter Rebbe fled from him. And the Rebbe, in the Sikh of Vayeshiv Nun Beis, the Dvar Malchus, characterizes the French, it's all about the French Revolution, and there the Rebbe says the French Revolution under Napoleon was characterized primarily by the attribute of Prikas Oil, overthrowing the leadership of the king and the queen, and bringing a spirit of liberation, Rachman Litzlan, from all matters of religion and faith. That's the words of Rebbe in the Sikha, along the lines of the Klipa of Sancheiriv. In contrast, the rulership of the Tsars of Russia was characterized by strong-handed royalty and the firm establishment of faith in a divine power. And the Alter Rebbe was against Napoleon and preferred that the Tsars should continue in power. So the flight of the Alter Rebbe from the rule of Napoleon indicates that in his day, in the times of the Alter Rebbe, this clip was at its strongest, and attempting to refine it was apparently not an option. But its time would come, as we learn from the following incident, which the Rebbe brings in the Sikha that I mentioned, Vayeshev. It's footnote 52 in that Sikha. And there it says that the Alter Rebbe requested that they let him know the melody of the march with which the French crossed the Russian border. When they sang the niggun for him, he sighed and said that this is a niggun of victory. And he concluded, after some long moments of dveikis, in the end, the victory will be ours. Soif kol soif, yeh dida notzach. So from here we see that Adida Notzach has been waiting to occur since the flight of the Alter Rebbe from Napoleon. Not only that, but this particular Adida Notzach is a matter of Sof Kol Sof, in the end, a matter of the Sof, which is the Geula. Now, let's take a look at the Union of France and the Cleave of Napoleon. This Nigun of Victory, which we know as Napoleon's March, has been sung by Chassidim for at least several generations, but it was never declared by any of the Rebbeim Adida Notzach over the Klipa of France, nor over Napoleon. And we can point out that if you look in that Sikha, you see that the Rebbe describes France and describes Napoleon in slightly different language. France is a place inhospitable to Yiddishkeit, and Napoleon is someone who is at war with belief in Hashem. So that's really two different things. In the Sikha of that we mentioned, Vayeshev Nun Beis, the Rebbe describes that in fact, there were stages in the refinement and conquering of France, that the Rebbe Sinu Nesinu visited there, and they said Chassidus, and then the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin were sent to live there for 8 years, and after that, the establishment of Temchet Mimim and many Shluchim, and then on Simchas Torah Tavshin Lamed Daled, there was a major transformation when in the presence of guests from France, Jewish guests from France, the Rebbe began to sing the melody of the French national anthem, the Marseillaise, and to the words of Haaderes Ve'emuna, which we all know today, thereby bringing it, as the Rebbe explains, into the realm of Kedusha. However, you don't see anywhere in these things that ever the Dida Notzach was called Dida Notzach. So now we can suggest, B'derech Efter, that while the Alter Rebbe prevented the Klipa of France and Napoleon from conquering Russia, but it was only a temporary event, that a little over 100 years later, at the end of the Rebbe Rashab's Nesias, this Klipa would in fact succeed in conquering Russia. Well, what are you talking about? When did France conquer Russia? Well, there was the communist revolution. Communism succeeded in bringing about Napoleon's goals. What was Napoleon's goals? Destruction of the Russian monarchy and an opposition to all matters of religion and faith, Rahman Islam. That's how the Rebbe describes him. So during the very same years that the Klipa of France was undergoing refinement, the situation of the Yidden in Soviet Russia under the Klipa of, let's call it Sanhedrin and Napoleon, the outright war against belief in the creator of the world, was at its worst. Not only Jews, but in fact the whole world was endangered by the threat of a nuclear conflict between the Soviet Union and the United States. It's even mentioned in the Rebbe Sicha, the things behind the curtains. In any event, then something amazing took place, which is the long-awaited Dida Notzach. In short, the ruling of the federal judge, what we call Dida Notzach Tafshin Memzain, 2 weeks after this, the premier of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev, began the steps that would lead to the dissolution of the Soviet Union. But simply put, in 5 years later, Tavshin Nun Aleph, the Soviet Union effectively ceased to exist, and the day that it occurred, that legally it ceased to exist, was Hey Tavis, Tavshin Nun Beis. Yes, Hey Tavis, Tavshin Nun Beis. And indeed, this is exactly what the Rebbe said. At the very end, Soif Kol Soif, there will be a Dida Notzach. And in fact, following Dida Notzach of Hey Tavis Tavshin Mem Zayin and the fall of the Soviet Union in the years after that, so then the Rebbe began to speak in new terms about the buttons have already been polished and swords are being converted to plowshares and the work of refining the world, including France, is finished and therefore the whole world is ready for Mashiach. And most significantly, perhaps, is that the Rebbe referred now many times to Kol Kol HaKitzin. All the end times have passed. It's the end, right? The end the end is here, which gives us the basis to recognize the words of the Rebbe when he said Soif Kol Soif, there will be a Dida Notzach. So we see Dida Notzach, the victory of Hey Tavis, and the defeat of the Klipa of Napoleon Sanhedrin that opposed all matters of religion and faith, which is the fall of communism, and Soif Kol Soif, the end of Golis, as recalls the Rebbe's expression of Kol Kol HaKitzin and the Rebbe's expression of so-called Sofia Dida Notzach. So to summarize, the war of to bring Mashiach began with the Alter Rebbe's efforts to fulfill the words of the Baal Shem Tov that he heard from Mashiach, that when Mashiach will come, when your wellsprings will spread outwards. So we started to spread them outwards. And the Klipa of France and Napoleon were bitter obstacles to bring the Geula. And it took over 150 years, 175 years of Birur and refinement, Mesiras Nefesh. But in our days, the Klipa was defeated and even transformed. And thus we stand at the end of Golis, when all the Klipas have been defeated, and the only war left to fight is the war against the Moloch, the ruthless and senseless Jew haters from the outside, and our own inner doubts and timidity within, fearfulness within. These doubts and the timidity, timid, fearful, that comes from them, our personal Golis, prevent us from seeing, hearing, understanding what the Rebbe is saying to us. The Rebbe is informing us on a weekly basis in the Dvar Malchus that the Geula is here and we need only to reveal it with a direct path of doing that. The direct path to reveal it is by learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geula and accepting the leadership of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who himself will finally eliminate the seed of a Moloch once and for all.